Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're taking a deep dive into something called lymphedema. We'll find out what it is. And we're going to learn all about how the Rain Center can be a great resource if you're dealing with it. I think a lot of people hear lymphedema and they kind of think, oh, that sounds complicated. But I promise, we're going to break it down nice and easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with the basics. Basically, lymphedema is just swelling. Usually it's going to be in your arms or legs. Mm. It's caused by a buildup of fluid that gets trapped in your tissues. And this happens because there's a little bit of a block in your body's lymphatic system. You know, the one that normally helps drain away that excess fluid.
Oh, so it's kind of like a traffic jam in your body's drainage system. I like that analogy. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So that's where the Rain Center comes in, right? They're the experts who can help figure this stuff out.
Exactly. The Rain Center is located in Mississippi, and they focus on a whole bunch of different issues, all related to veins and circulation. Doctors call these vascular issues. And you know the lymphatic system. It's really closely connected to all those vessels and fluids in your body.
So they're not just treating the symptom like the swelling. They're looking at the whole system to try and find out what's really causing the problem. That's a really smart approach.
Yeah.
Now, when I was on their website, I saw that they offer all kinds of really advanced procedures, things like deep venous valve reconstruction and sclerotherapy. Can you tell us what those are? You know, maybe in plain English that everyone can understand.
Sure. Deep venous valve reconstruction is basically a way to fix the valves in your veins. So think about those valves like they're little one-way doors that keep your blood flowing in the right direction. Sometimes those doors start to get a bit leaky. And that can cause problems with how your blood flows. So this procedure, it's basically a repair job for those leaky valves.
Gotcha. So it's like being a plumber for your veins.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And what about sclerotherapy? That one sounds a little scary.
Oh, no, not at all. Sclerotherapy is a really common procedure. A lot of people get it done for the spider veins they get. It's a simple procedure. They just inject a solution into the vein, and that closes it off. And that redirects your blood flow to healthier veins.
So it's like shutting down a detour route and making sure all the traffic gets back on the main highway. I like that analogy. These procedures all sound pretty high tech, and they definitely show how much expertise the Rain Center has. But how do they actually help with lymphedema?
Well, that's a great question. Now, these particular procedures may not always directly treat lymphedema, but they show just how deeply the Rain Center understands the circulatory system, you know, that whole intricate network of veins and arteries mm-hmm. and those lymphatic vessels. And, you know, to really manage lymphedema effectively, you need to understand how all those things are connected. It's kind of like if you're trying to figure out why one street in your city is flooded, you need to know how all the roads and all the waterways in your city are connected.
I get it. So it's not about fixing one little problem. It's about understanding the bigger picture and how everything works together.
Yeah, exactly. And you can see that in how they approach things. You know, the Rain Center, they go way beyond just procedures. They have a special DVT and edema therapy designed specifically for conditions like lymphedema. They really try to provide well-rounded care so that they address the root of the problem.
They really do seem to take a very holistic approach. Speaking of a well-rounded approach, I noticed something on their website. It said STAT DVT. What is that all about?
That's a really good observation. STAT-DVT really shows how committed they are to making sure they provide a rapid diagnosis and treatment, especially for conditions like DVT, you know, deep vein thrombosis, which is basically a blood clot that forms in a deep vein. That can become a serious problem really quickly. So they know that in those cases, time is critical.
So it's all about being proactive and catching things early. It sounds like the Rain Center is the kind of place where you can really feel confident you're in expert hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this has been really interesting so far. We've learned what lymphedema is. We've learned about some of the things the Rain Center can do to help. But we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll hear even more about this fascinating topic. Stay with us.
That's so important. You know, early detection and treatment can make a huge difference.
That makes sense. So we've talked about how great the Rain Center is, but can we go back to lymphedema for a minute?
Mm.
You said it's caused by some kind of blockage in the lymphatic system. What is the lymphatic system anyway? And why is it so important?
Okay, so think of the lymphatic system as your body's, like, cleanup crew. It's this network of vessels and nodes that goes all over your body, collecting waste and bacteria and all that extra fluid. It's a really important part of your immune system and keeps everything running smoothly.
So it's like your body's garbage collection and recycling center. If that gets clogged, then you get lymphedema.
Exactly. Imagine what would happen if your trash stopped getting picked up. Things would start piling up everywhere, right? And it wouldn't look very good. Well, lymphedema is kind of like that. All that extra fluid builds up in your tissues, because your lymphatic system can't clear it out.
Okay, that's a good way to picture it. You always hear about lymphedema in the arms and legs. Can you get it anywhere else in your body?
Yeah, you can. It can happen pretty much anywhere. But it's definitely most common in the arms and legs. Sometimes it's caused by an injury, or maybe surgery, or even an infection. Anything that damages the lymphatic system can cause it. And sometimes it's a side effect of cancer treatment, especially if they have to remove lymph nodes or use radiation.
I didn't realize that. Now, you were saying earlier that the RAIN Center specializes in treating DVT, which is a blood clot, right? Is there a connection between that and lymphedema?
There can be. Sometimes a DVT can actually damage the lymphatic vessels. And when those get damaged, they're not as good at draining fluid. And that can increase your risk of developing lymphedema, especially in your legs.
So it's like one problem can lead to another. That's why it's great that the RAIN Center knows so much about both of these things. They can really connect the dots.
Exactly. And that's where their special edema therapy comes in. It's a really important part of managing lymphedema. It can help reduce that uncomfortable swelling.
So what exactly is edema therapy?
It's kind of a multifaceted approach. It uses a few different techniques. Mm. One of the most important is manual lymphatic drainage. It's a special type of massage, very gentle. It helps stimulate the lymphatic system and get that fluid moving.
It sounds pretty specialized.
It is. It's not like a deep tissue massage or anything. It's very gentle and requires specific training. Another really important part is compression therapy. That's where you wear special garments, like sleeves or stockings, to put pressure on the area.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah.
So it's like they're giving your lymphatic system a helping hand.
Yeah, exactly. The compression helps keep fluid from building up, and it encourages it to move back towards the center of your body. And then there are special exercises, too, that help improve circulation and muscle contractions, which also helps with lymphatic flow.
So it's not just passive treatment. Patients have to actively do things to help manage the condition.
That's right. It's all about empowering patients to take control of their own health. And finally, skincare is so important. Lymphedema can make your skin more fragile, and that makes you more prone to infections. So keeping your skin clean and moisturized is super important.
So they really cover all the bases. I'm really impressed that the RAIN Center offers this much specialization.
It shows how much they care about their patients. They're not just focused on treatment. They want to educate their patients too. If you go to their website, they have a ton of information about lymphedema. They explain everything really clearly, easy to understand.
I saw that. They even have some instructional videos. I think that's amazing.
It really is. They go above and beyond. They want their patients to be as informed as possible, because the more you understand about your condition, the better you can manage it. And speaking of being informed, did you notice that the RAIN Center is IAC accredited?
I did. But I have to admit, I don't really know what that means. What is IAC accreditation? And why should patients care about it?
It's actually a really big deal. IAC stands for the Intersocietal Accreditation Commission. It's an independent organization, and they set very high standards for healthcare facilities. When a place like the RAIN Center gets IAC accredited, it means they've voluntarily gone through this really tough evaluation process to prove that they're meeting those standards.
So it's like a seal of approval. That tells patients they're getting the best possible care.
Exactly. It's about accountability and transparency. And it shows that they're committed to excellence. And for patients, it gives them peace of mind because they know they're being treated by highly qualified professionals.
Yeah, that's a good point. That accreditation shows that they're really committed to quality, especially when it comes to something as complex as lymphedema. It's nice to know that there are places like the RAIN Center out there holding themselves to a higher standard.
That's right. It's about setting the bar high and making sure that every patient is getting the best possible care. And you know, that commitment to excellence really shows in everything they do, from those really advanced procedures to their personalized therapy programs.
It seems like they've really thought of everything. We started by talking about that clogged drainage system. I thought that was such a helpful way to understand what lymphedema does to the body. And then we learned all about the RAIN Center, their expertise and those amazing procedures they offer, and their unique edema therapy.
It's all about connecting the dots, right? Understanding that lymphedema isn't just a problem on its own. It's often connected to other things going on in your circulatory system and your lymphatic system.
Exactly. And the RAIN Center really seems to get that. They're not just treating the symptoms. They're looking at the big picture.
Yeah.
And that holistic approach they take, plus their commitment to patient education and that IAC accreditation, well, it makes them a really valuable resource.
I totally agree. They're setting a new standard for lymphedema care.
So if someone's listening right now and they're dealing with lymphedema, or maybe they're just concerned about their vascular health in general, What's the one thing you want them to remember from today's deep dive?
I'd say the most important message is that there's hope. Lymphedema can be managed with the right knowledge and the right support and the right treatment. You can absolutely live a good life, a full life, an active life.
And finding a center like the Rain Center can make all the difference.
Yeah, that's so true. It's all about finding a place where you feel like you're understood, where you trust the people who are caring for you, and where you know you're not alone. And the Rain Center offers all of that and more.
Well, this has been a really great deep dive. I learn something new every time we talk.
Me too. It's always a privilege to share this knowledge and hopefully help our listeners make good decisions about their health.
That's what it's all about. And to all our listeners out there, thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you learned a lot about lymphedema. We'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.